Here with me in this interview is Scott Johnson. He's manager of gasoline and environmental compliance with 7-Elevens in their Great Lakes division. And Scott, we're out here at an ethanol pump promotion with the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, the Indy Racing League, and a number of organizations. Tell us what's going on out here at this station.
Well, we have an awesome opportunity to be involved in a promotion to promote ethanol gasoline. And it's a gasoline product and additive that we at 7-Eleven have used for, geez, a number of years here in Illinois, as far back as I can remember, at least 10, 15 years. So it's really nice to be involved in this type of a promotion to promote ethanol in the state of Illinois.
Yeah, this is not new. You know, ethanol is not a new product, but with the, the things that are going on in the country in terms of price and concern about dependence on foreign oil, it certainly has become a hot issue.
Yeah, I also handle the New England area, and we just converted over there to ethanol from MTBE. The customer base out there has really accepted it. It's amazing how educated the consumers are as to the use of ethanol in the gasoline. And it was a win-win for us that the suppliers could supply that product, and then we could sell that product and get rid of the MTBE.
Well, I'm sure that Epic will be happy to hear that, by the way. I was going to ask you, in the kinds of promotions and work you do, you must interact with the public, and what is their perception when it comes to ethanol and it being part of the fuel they put in their car?
Dealing with the public on a regular basis with our gasoline, I can't recall getting a complaint or a concern about the switch to ethanol. There's always the concern from the retailer standpoint about, how's it going to interact with my tanks and my systems and the water. But as retailers, we learn to work through the issues, and it's no problem at all once you're involved with it.
So what does ethanol as a product and in a promotion like this mean to 7-Eleven?
Oh, it's as I said, it's great to be involved with it. I think it's a nice positive image for us, as well as just for the entire gasoline industry, which really needs a boost in this time of high retail prices.
And speaking of Epic and that's the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, what do you think about them and their efforts to try to educate consumers?
I think that the materials that I've seen have been fantastic. I'd like to see, a little bit more from the media standpoint. And I guess it's more of a matter of the national media picking it up and kind of promoting it, because it seems to come up during election time, and it's a platform that's used by politicians. But outside of that, you'd like to see it more often pushed forward as a nice alternative to some synthetic fuels.
Any other plans that 7-Eleven has to continue your involvement or maybe increase your involvement in helping promote ethanol as part of what you blend and put in cars?
Yeah, we'd certainly like to be involved in more promotions like this at many of our locations. We're also exploring the possibility of E85, which obviously is a big boost to ethanol. And I mean, there's still some issues that need to be resolved in terms of supply, demand, and usage of the product, but that's where we'd like to go. I mean, we would love to be one of those first guys to get into that game and tell the consumers that this is an available option, that the product's out there for you to buy, and maybe that'll make it a little easier for them to buy the vehicle and kind of go from it from that standpoint.
Anything else that you'd like people to know about what 7-Eleven's doing, especially in the area of renewable fuels?
We're just throughout the country, we're going through and changing out wherever we can to an ethanol-based product. But we're obviously doing some other things, changing branding of our product. We're no longer going to be using Citgo fuel. We're going to an unbranded product, a 7-Eleven branded product, but that's more of just retail.
Well, thank you very much. That's Scott Johnson with 7-Eleven, and we're out here at the ethanol pump promotion in Romeoville, Illinois. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.